This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Well, the president takes the long view on all of this.
That's counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, who says President Trump will make a deal with China when the time is right.
He takes the long view. He wants a better deal. He inherited a very imbalanced, non-reciprocal, unfair trade deficit with China.
Conway telling Fox News the White House committed to keeping up tariffs on Chinese imports until a trade deal is done.
He doesn't want to do a deal if it's a bad deal. Too many presidents in the past have done that. And, of course, it's nice to have the mainstream media finally covering the economy.
In other news, the white New York City police officer involved in the 2014 death of a black man, Eric Garner, fired. The video going viral back in the day, and now 5 years later, the New York City police commissioner with the announcement, the officer is out. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The Trump administration talking about tariffs again. USA Radio's Tim Berg with comments from the U.S. Commerce Secretary.
As a new round of tariffs are set to take effect September 1st on Chinese goods, Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross is defending the Trump administration's tariff policy, saying U.S. consumers are doing okay.
Import prices, in fact, have been down from a year ago. And as you know, there's very little inflation in the consumer economy. So thus far, there has not been any real basis for saying the tariffs have hurt the consumer.
Ross was speaking there on Fox Business, and he also says that United States interest rates are high relative to other countries. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
On Wall Street, the market gaining ground, the Dow up almost 250 points to close at 26,135. The Nasdaq up 107 points. The S&P 500 up 35 points. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
A pair of surveys come out regarding the U.S. economy. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
The latest NBC Wall Street Journal poll finds 49% of Americans surveyed approve of the president's economic policies, though the poll was conducted before many economists began warning of a possible coming recession. Another poll released Monday by the National Association for Business Economics shows over 70% of the nation's top economists believe the economy will slide into recession within the next 2 years. President Trump says,
I don't see a recession.
And his top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, says,
I don't see a recession at all.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Another story about the economy that impacts your wallet. Across the country, the price of gas down for a third week in a row. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
That national average is down 3.2 cents to $2.60 a gallon as oil prices are under pressure as there are signs the U.S. can come up with a truce with China over a trade war. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us about the highs and lows across the country.
Louisiana had the nation's cheapest average at $2.18, followed by Mississippi at $2.21 and South Carolina at $2.24. On the high side, Hawaii had the nation's priciest average at $3.60, followed by California. California at $3.56, and Washington State at $3.19 a gallon.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Hey, I was just thinking, fast forward here, the Dems, after the 2016 election, it was because she wasn't very likable. There were things that were mismanaged about the whole campaign for the presidential Democratic Party. What are they going to say, Dan Perkins, coming up in 2020 when heads are going to explode once again, where the mainstream media and the Democratic Party themselves are deluding themselves to think that they can embrace such marginally interested ideas and somehow translate into a victory for 2020. And when that doesn't happen, they're going to, what kind of collusion are they going to come up with? Are they going to, try to find another Russian collusion? What's going to go on next?
Well, Bill, always thank you for having me on the show. A great question, by the way. I think the issue is going to be driven around how bad the defeat is. Now, I'm forecasting 48-2.
Wow.
And here's one of the reasons why I'm doing that. I don't know whether you heard or not, but the Federal Elections Commission last week reported campaign contributions for the various committees. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Trump, I don't know what's going on with my computer, Bill. There we go. What they reported was that in the dollar amounts, Donald Trump in the state of Washington had brought in three times the amount of money of all of the other Democratic candidates in the state of Washington.
Wow.
And he had almost eight times the number of contributors. Mm-hmm. Now, you might recall that earlier in the summer, they talked about opening a campaign office in the state of Washington. When you've got the far left, far west, seeing that kind of interest in Donald Trump, there were millions of people who did not vote for Mr. Trump in the 2016 mm-hmm. election.
They're exactly.
Voting for Donald mm-hmm. Trump. So
right.
If when I say that the size of the defeat is important, because if it's 48-2 or, 40-10 or something in that neighborhood, the Democrats are going to have to really take a hard look. But regardless of the outcome, if they lose, and they lose big, they're going to blame the American people. They're already
right.
Blaming the American people over this last weekend. They are the deplorables. And so they've already begun to insult the intelligence of the people that were considering voting for Donald Trump. And the Democrats are now on record saying that if you vote for Donald Trump, you are a white racist.
Exactly.
Regardless of the color of your skin, you're a white racist. So I don't think, Bill, that they're going to look at themselves and criticize themselves for the defeat. They're going to look at the American people and say they're just plain stupid and they didn't know what to do. And they
said that the last time, and how did that work for them? And I think that I have maintained they have misread the results of the midterm election. And that was, I think that was representative of some inner turmoil in the GOP and the leadership of the GOP and a failure of leadership. And that's part of the reason why the Republicans lost the House. And, we'll see, if they can, right the ship and get control of the House and control all three three houses here, the White House and, the legislature, in order to get some business done, because clearly you cannot, the Democrats are so over the top, Dan, you can't work with them. You can't get anything done with their resistant attitude. And, it's not enough to hurt Trump. I mean, it hurts the American people. You know, they don't want to give Trump a win. Well, what about the American people who are paying for all this?
Yeah. They believe that because they control the House, they control the political agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not true. They think that way. And so I think that though if the American people reject, as big as I think they will reject, socialism and communism as spoken by the Democratic Party, we're going to see a fundamental shift in the Democratic Party. Either it's going to wind up being a caucus, and it's going to get defeated again and again if it continues its far left agenda, or it's going to have to change and come back more towards the middle, really towards the middle, not taking saying so. You know, one of the scary things is that most of the pundits say that if a Republican were to get at least 20% of the black vote, the Democrats are toast in any election.
Right.
The most recent polling data on Donald Trump is between 28% and 30% approval rating in the black community.
Wow, that's huge.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look at he went to the black community and said, "Look, what do you got to lose? You just had a black president. How good did he do for you? And give me a shot. What do you got to lose here? After all, then look what's happened to them. I mean, this is, we're not in the realm of theory and shoulda, coulda, woulda. I mean, we've got real life changes that have occurred, for minorities of all colors.
Absolutely. And that's the thing that supposedly, again, I heard this over the weekend. I've been talking about it on your show and everywhere and writing about it. Remember that the Democratic Party is the party of victims.
Mm-hmm.
Victims. And right now, as you watch what happened over the weekend, the victims are the two Muslim congresswomen who are trying to get into Israel. And the Muslims have become the victim for the Democratic Party. So what's happening is that the victims, in this case, the women, are trying to drive the party further and further left towards the radical Muslim agenda. And in many cases, the party is is accepting going that direction. And so when it was interesting to watch when, Beto O'Rourke was asked the question, if a person votes for Donald Trump, he didn't say a white person, if a person votes for Donald Trump, is he or she a racist? And he paused and he paused and he paused. I believe so. So, wrong messages, Bill.
I just cannot believe that he took that bait. And well, I say that, but that's how incomprehensible, the Democratic Party has become, Dan, to your point here. And they've jumped the shark in so many ways. I mean, you sit there and look at it. Okay, does Tlaib get reelected to office? Does Ilhan Omar get reelected? I mean, I understand the representatives there in Minneapolis, they're not real happy with her. And even with Tlaib in Michigan, I mean, you know, she thinks she's got all kinds of political capital, as does, you know, AOC and also Presley. And we're going to wonder and see what happens. But their experience there in Congress may be short-lived. Stay tuned. More from Dan after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guarantee. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number: 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
From the creators of War Room.
You need to do your fighting in prayer.
The Kendrick Brothers return to the big screen this week with Overcomer.
Well, I have a season with one runner.
One runner matters.
John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What have you allowed to define you?
When you find your identity in the one who created you, it'll change your whole perspective.
Overcomer. In theaters this Friday. Starring Alex Kendrick, Priscilla Shirer, and Sherry Rigby. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets and showtimes, visit overcomermovie.com.
Is that?
That's Hannah.
Run, Hannah!
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez Live. Bill Martinez Live.
Aren't you ready for a comeback? I love this song. I love the encouragement of a comeback, because this is what we've been experiencing the last 3 years. So listen to the mainstream media. I mean, Dan, it amazes me. We're talking with Dan Perkins. Dan is the founder of Songs and Stories for Soldiers. We've got great news to tell you about Songs and Stories for Soldiers in just a moment. And also an author and foreign policy expert. And Dan Perkins is with us. But, you know, Dan, don't you love what's happening in our country? I mean, for the last 3 years under this president, you know, the economy continues to be robust, and the Democrats, the only ideas they can come up with is resist Donald Trump, because Donald Trump is just so bad for America, the 63 million people that voted for him, that, as you said earlier, he's a white supremacist, a bigot, a racist, you know, as far as they're concerned. That is well documented, although they ignore the documentation of audio and video evidence of the last two decades, where Donald Trump has consistently said that he disavows white supremacy, bigotry, and racism. But that's not enough, even though they come out and say, well, why doesn't he just say that he disavows it? It's like, wait a minute, he's been saying it. You guys just aren't listening. And so they have convinced themselves that Donald Trump is evil incarnate and the worst thing that ever happened to America. But meanwhile, everyday Americans are going, you know, Dan, I got more money in my pocketbook. That great tax cut, I don't know about the 1% or 99%. All I know is my percent. I got more money here. I got balance in my checkbook. I'm making more per hour than I made before. And, oh, yeah, by the way, when the company got a big break, I got a $2,000 cash bonus, and I didn't even ask for it. They just gave it to me. Is that a bad thing?
It's by no means a bad thing. It's a bad thing if you're Democrats, because you have to run against the Trump economy. And now we have the left really pushing very hard that we're going to have a recession.
Yeah, and I mean, it's like Kudlow says, what's wrong with optimism? I mean, you know, is optimism a bad thing as far as the Democrats are concerned? I guess it is, huh?
Yeah, especially if it means they're going to lose. But the issue, the slowdown in the economy, in my opinion, having managed money for almost 50 years, is a reaction to what's happening on the trade front. And what's interesting, again, you have to really dig hard to get this piece of information. But at the end of the second quarter, Bill, we had more exports than ever in the history of this country. More exports, meaning
wow.
goods and services
yes.
being shipped out of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
right.
I believe, again, nobody wants to write about this or talk about this in general, is that this is not a trade battle between the United States and China. That's the way it's being reported. But in reality, the United States is a surrogate for the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the trade balances of all the industrialized nations in the world, there is only one country in the entire world that is close to being equal imports and exports with China, and that's Japan. Every mm-hmm. other country that does business with China, the exports from China are greater than the imports from China. So
right.
what we're talking about here, Bill, is that Mr. Trump, and the Democrats don't want to say this, but Mr. Trump is the surrogate for the rest of the world in changing the trade policies of China. I believe they will change. Their GDP was the lowest in 30 years. Businesses are closing. Businesses are leaving because they don't want to pay the tariffs. And so
the government only has so much money that they can ease, right? They've been quantitative easing in their own way, in their own manner. And,
sure.
you know, they don't have an endless amount of cash flow.
So I think they're going to come to the table. They're going to give we'll have a fair trade deal. You'll see the stock markets around the world explode, because whatever Donald Trump negotiates on behalf of the United States, you know that the rest of the world's going
to
be
global.
Right behind it.
Say, exactly.
I want.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah.
so the sell off in the stock market is not a big deal considering where we were. They talk about 800 points. Bill Martinez, when I was in production for Merrill Lynch in Columbus, Ohio, I watched the stock market drop 22% in one day, and it was 700 points.
Yeah, right.
22%. Here we have a 25,000 Dow. We drop 800, and we're down 1.5 to 2.5%. It's not the same numbers. Anyway, I believe that we're going to have a trade deal probably before the end of the year.
You think the Dems are doing everything they can to block this? I mean, and the impression that some of the Chinese have is that, look, there could be new management. You know, why are we dealing with Donald Trump when new management is just around the corner? We could probably get a better deal with a Joe Biden or Elizabeth Warren administration. Although Donald Trump, has raised the perception level that if for some reason, Donald Trump does not get reelected, Dan, the bar that has been established by the Trump administration is going to be huge, and Democrats will be hard pressed to even come close. I mean, look at the records that he breaks at every turn. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so you have the here's the worst nightmare for the Democrats. They win the White House and lose the House. So that the Congress is Republican and the president is Democrat. Believe me, the Democrats will be in deep trouble because nothing will get done by the president, because majority control of the House and the Senate is going to change the whole landmark. So, but I'm not convinced that there's I never say never, Bill, because you never know. And I want to say this in all candor to you. I've written about what happened with Mitch McConnell. There's a woman shouting outside his house, stab him in the heart. Mm-hmm. I'm concerned that the rhetoric on the left has gotten so high that there will be some people, especially if the early primaries show no clear leader in the Democratic Party, that there will be an assassination attempt on Donald Trump.
Well, there's already been several, Dan, not reported, but there has been several attempts on the life of Donald Trump. There's no doubt. And this rhetoric this is the dangerous rhetoric in which we live in. The other thing, too, is that we're watching that a lot of these things that the Democrats have been throwing around, whether it's the race card or whatever, it's coming to fall within their own tent. So, I wouldn't be surprised. I'm not saying assassination attempt, but I'm just saying something, awful happening, to the Democrats of their own making, because they've unleashed this themselves. They really have done this. And whether or not we're talking about trade, and I want to get back to the trade issue, because here we should have had this trade issue with China already wrapped up. We should have had the USMCA done already. Then Japan would have come into fold. Some of the European partners and semi-partners, we could have had their trade arrangements squared away to where, at that point, it would put such insurmountable pressure on China that they'd have to relent. But it may take this election, to your point. And the bigger the mandate for one Donald Trump, I believe, the better for America on all levels and for us to realize what's going on. Dan, we got about 40 seconds left, and really quick, I wanted to congratulate Songs and Stories for Soldiers. Tell our audience what's going on here in about 40 seconds or less. I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem. The president established a task force to study veteran suicide, and I wrote to the Secretary of the Veterans Affairs offering our assistance. They've responded and asked us to fill out requests for information, and now recently they've asked us to attend a task force meeting in Washington, D.C., all because of people like you who have supported our mission and continue to support our mission, that we've caught the eye of the Veterans Administration that we must be doing something really good.
So that's awesome. We're looking forward to more great news, and keep us apprised. Dan Perkins on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Dan.
Most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. If we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, It doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Well, the president takes the long view on all of this.
That's counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, who says President Trump will make a deal with China when the time is right.
He takes the long view. He wants a better deal. He inherited a very imbalanced, non-reciprocal, unfair trade deficit with China.
Conway telling Fox News the White House committed to keeping up tariffs on Chinese imports until a trade deal is done.
He doesn't want to do a deal if it's a bad deal. Too many presidents in the past have done that. And, of course, it's nice to have the mainstream media finally covering the economy.
In other news, the white New York City police officer involved in the 2014 death of a black man, Eric Garner, fired. The video going viral back in the day, and now 5 years later, the New York City police commissioner with the announcement the officer is out. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With a recession ending. If you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Oh, reminding you what liberty is all about. That's what we're here for. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and you know the debate over guns has hit a stalemate, and I know we're not surprised. I mean, it seems to take place after every major shooting or any shooting of notoriety. Every month brings a new shooting or controversy over an officer-involved shooting. In fact, when we look at mass shootings, there's been some 256 mass shootings, non-related to officer-involved shootings in the U.S. in 2019 alone, resulting in 1,057 people being shot, 283 dying. You know, we get angry and we get upset and we shout at each other, and then everyone just moves on and pretends that nothing can be done. Well, in a newly released book, The End of Killing, author Rick Smith attempts to illustrate something that can be done about one of the world's greatest and longest lasting problems. He is the CEO and founder of Axon, the global leader of connected technologies for public safety. Rick Smith, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on today.
Well, good to have you here. I mean, I got to tell you, the general consensus of Americans is, hey, can we stop the killing in this, you know, this culture of death we live in this modern era?
Yeah, it can be pretty depressing, for sure. But, you know, I think if you actually take a step back and you get past the headlines, the actual amount of murder and violent crime in America is down pretty significantly from its peak. And the reason I wrote this book is, you know, I think very difficult to solve these sorts of problems. There's no like magic law that you pass and the problem goes away. The way you solve big, challenging problems like this is through innovation. I mean, that's what we do as people. We invent new technologies and processes to deal with things. And I think ultimately the way that we, I personally don't think we're ever going to see like massive gun control that dramatically reduces guns in the hands of everybody in the U.S. That's just culturally, you know, and legally not going to happen. But I do think there's a big opportunity. Look, if you and I could go buy Captain Kirk's phaser from Star Trek and it had this super reliable stun feature, most people would want to buy one of those because it would protect you better and you wouldn't have the legal liability of having killed someone if you do need to protect yourself. Now, that technology doesn't exist yet, but there are some things come along that are getting fairly close. And that's one of the reasons I wrote the book is to start preparing, particularly our primary customers are in police. And this idea that the top weapon might not always be a gun is a really radical thought for them. And that's why I'm sort of starting the conversation now that we see an opportunity to create things that don't kill, but that are more effective at stopping a threat.
Well, what would that do psychologically for police? I mean, I think this was the reason why, you know, the taser came into play was that, okay, is there a way to do something else besides sending a bullet down range that can not only get the perpetrator, but then you've got other people in some cases that have been the effect of a bullet going down range. And we know the accuracy when adrenaline is flying and people are under attack, you know, bullets go all over the place. And, you know, it's not necessarily intended. So if there's something that can be more exacting, especially for, you know, I think the everyday citizen, you know, it's noted that we have more guns than people in our, you know, throughout the United States these days, according to the latest statistics. But even still, I mean, one of the things I constantly remind people is that it's one thing to have a gun, but it's another thing to become proficient. And if you're not going to the range and practicing, even then, that's only going to take you so far. Because when you are actually faced in an emergency situation with adrenaline flowing, I mean, if police officers are hitting less than 50%, what do you think the accuracy of the everyday citizen is going to be?
Oh, yeah. And doing it in the middle of the night, you just woke up, you're groggy, there's something moving in your house. I mean, you have to use that instrument in the most difficult moments of your life. It's really hard stuff to do.
Well, Rick, I can tell you and I could be talking about this for a long time, and I want to remind everybody just to take a note here. You can go to endofkilling.com for Rick's website and more information. But what else can be done, you know, in regard to these mass shootings in America? I mean, because this seems to be a really dire moral issue, not necessarily an issue that can be solved through legislation.
Yeah, you know, I think part of it is we need to come together with a bit more of a solutions mindset. So, for example, you know, many of these people that engage in these mass shootings, they act out extensively on social media before they do it. Unfortunately, many of the social media companies have shut down firms that help police monitor social media sites. Now, I think that's because there's been a little bit of scare tactics, right? You get these newspaper stories like the Cambridge Analytica sorts of things where it's like, hey, look, you know, firms can abuse social media information or, you know, we don't want the police going through our stuff. So when we're thinking about as a user, you know, we might get spooked if we think, oh, I don't want to go on Facebook if they're the one that the police are collaborating with the police. I'm going to go to, you know, to one of their competitors. And so what happens is you get these, the tech firms basically almost trying to cut the police out of their networks. But at the end of the day, I think we all agree, like most human interaction is moving online. And if that's where the danger signals are happening, surely we can find a way. I think we all want police like helping to identify and mitigate the risks of these high risk people. And we should be able to do it while having some good privacy controls so that they're not
you know, tracking who goes to which gay bar or, you know, whatever personal choices people are making. But that's where I think this polarized world we live in gets really hard, because you can have people on one side who are like, hey, the police should have access to everything, and if you haven't done anything wrong, then you should have nothing to worry about. That's kind of an extreme position. And on the other side, you have people saying, no, I don't trust the police at all, that they're, you know, racist institutions, and they have no place, you know, online. I think the fact is, it's really, we've got to find the balance in the middle. Like, okay, you know, what these social media companies should cooperate with police. There should be probably some national legislation that sets a framework of how police can access data in social media to help keep us all safe. There's things like Amazon is doing with their Ring doorbells, where, you know, now police can collaborate with private citizens, where the citizen can choose to share video from their exterior cameras with the police. Maybe there's crimes happening in front of their home that they want to report. You know, that's a way for people to become more connected to the police and empower them to help clean up, you know, our neighborhoods or protect people better. So I think it just comes down to, we need to be a little less divided and calling names at the police and working with
or names with one and yeah. Or names at one another. I mean, can we sit down and be solution-based here, taking advantage of the technology that exists today? And you say technology that's just around the corner. You know, what can we implement today to advance the cause and, you know, protect, you know, American citizens, to protect families across the country? Because the fact of the matter is that we have, you know, some of these rogue agents that are running out of control. And, you know, we have to look at this holistically. And we can't necessarily hold on to sacred cows, can we, and solve the problem?
I agree. You've got to put everything on the table and bring a solutions mindset to how do we solve these problems. And we're not going to solve them by just rehashing the arguments we've been having for the past 20 years about more guns or no guns.
What do you think? I mean, the main deal, the big takeaway right now, Rick, what do you think would go a long way? Just step one.
Well, so, yes,
we got about 15 seconds, so go ahead.
We could have police use small drones and robots that we could put in place at certain places that would allow them to rapidly respond and using...
Well, the conversation obviously has to continue.
Cut interest rates by 0.25%. Chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Are you occasionally stressed, feeling fatigued? It doesn't have to be this way. Support your body's response to all kinds of stress. Promote energy levels and nurture a sense of well-being with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Stress Support, B12, and Adrenal Support. For a limited time, all three are on special. Buy two bottles and get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez Live. This is your time, your
moment. I know all that stuff that you learned in school and you trusted the professor, and then you get out into real life and you go, it's not necessarily so. And you realize the 4 or 5 years previously and all the money that you invested based on theory, and it doesn't hold any kind of water. And I understand that that can be a bit disappointing, but we need you to realize and come to the reality of that sooner than later, so that you can be part of the solution and not part of the problem. With us is the one and only Al Parada. He is the one and only managing editor of the Stream. We always appreciate Al on the show. Hey, Al, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, how you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing okay. I mean, isn't it tough? I mean, I got to tell you, lately, I don't know, just in my orbit recently, I've been running into more and more college grads who are coming to the really. They go, they lied to us.
Yeah, I mean, that must be such a shock coming out of school now and seeing the real world and learning how much of what you have been taught in the previous few years was all BS. I mean, it's a shock. I mean, it's at least Santa was benevolent, and finding out he might not exist, I mean, that's
exactly
one thing. But to find out that these people, like you said, you spend your parents' fortune being spent on lies,
You come out and you realize, hey, you're just another mushroom, you know, covered up in manure, as they say. And but here it is. So you can get cleaned off, and it's okay. It's all not to, you know, I mean, it can be. You can let it victimize you if that's what you choose to do. Sadly, hopefully you don't do that, and that you realize that, you're not the only one. This happened to a lot of people, but we need you in the fray, and the real fight as to what's going on, and you need to be a discerning individual. And critical thought, you know, you need to re-engage with critical thought, because you've been conditioned for the previous 4 to 5 years to toss that aside and just trust in what the professors are telling you. But critical thought is critical to the existence and to the future of our country. And especially in light of all the fake news and stuff that's out there, Al, this BEA report that came out a couple of weeks ago is the mainstream media is just totally quiet on that, because it disproved their ongoing mantra that the 1% is the only one that benefited from it. But this BEA report clearly outlines and says that the 99% actually got the greater benefit, not the 1%.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, it's we talk about the word fake news. See, when I think of fake news coming from my background, I think of the stories like of Elvis being alive playing poker in the Poconos. That's fake.
Yes, right.
But what's happening?
Well, isn't he there? He along with Adolf Hitler and Jeffrey Epstein too.
Yeah,
you got to throw
yeah.
Jeffrey Epstein into the mix now.
Oh, he's in there now. But that's fake news or fake tabloid stories about romances. Okay. What's happening here is more like what I call snake news. It is a deliberate falsification of the news, a distortion of the news, a misrepresentation for the purposes of damaging and controlling.
Exactly.
And we're dealing with that. And thank God, like right now, I mean, you don't hear anything about, for example, you don't hear anything more about the Trump-Russia collusion anymore. Why? Because it's been proven to be a hoax. It was a set up. And more every day, more information comes out that proves it was a setup. And the damage to our country from that, international to the psyche and to our international relations, is staggering. And
well, and intrinsically as well. I mean, our own systems, you know, whether it was the media, government agencies, all complicit in this. And, you know, you want justice out of this because these people that participated in this hoax need to be sanctioned in such a way that they need to be, you know, when I say eliminated, they need to be called out for who they are and never listened to ever again. They can go and, you know, find some other job, go be a greeter at Walmart or whatever, and because we don't need you involved in the critical positions in FBI, CIA, or in journalism, you know, continuing on hoaxes like this for the sake of, you know, purposeful agenda that doesn't advance the cause, the greater cause of the American people.
Yeah, I mean, I go beyond the word hoax now. I keep on using the word seditious conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a phrase. That's two words. I almost pulled a Joe Biden there. I'm sorry.
it's okay.
No, because this is the systematic abuse of power. And again, like you said, these folks, people have to be punished for this because we don't want it to happen again. God forbid there's a President Warren, but I don't want this to happen to President Warren. I don't want this to happen to, you know, any Democrat or Republican president coming down the pike or any candidate coming down the pike. I don't want the FBI and the CIA and working with intelligence people around the world to sabotage anybody's campaign. I don't care who's on Beto O'Rourke. I don't want them pulling things on Beto O'Rourke.
Exactly.
That's an abuse. That is an incredible abuse of power, and folks have to be held to account, or it's going to happen again. Why not? Why wouldn't it?
to think, Al, this was nothing short of an attempted coup by the forces within our government. And dare I say, and I know this this cringes people a little bit, but all indications are is that the tentacles of this whole hoax and seditious act, you know, go into the White House themselves, because Barack Obama, I don't know how the former president escapes culpability other than, you know, the old tried saying here that, you know, they're just too big to fail. And, you know, but we've got to follow the truth. If we're really serious, if we're serious, like what Hillary Clinton and other Democratic operatives would say, you know, we've quoted them as saying time and again, we need to make sure this doesn't happen again. Well, the only way to make sure it doesn't happen again is that you've got to lance this boil, and you've got to be able to go as deep as necessary to drain this out so that we really are dealing with the truth of the matter. But there's just so much to this. You know, it's just like your latest column that you're talking about. I mean, it's another layer of the onion skin being peeled back. And it's a slow drip of misery, kind of like, you know, in chasing, you know, Hillary Clinton's emails. I mean, come on, are you kidding me? I mean, she is an official of the United States. She is on the people's payroll. And for her to get away with, it's not even malfeasance or willful arrogance. She just flat out broke the law and she's getting off free. And then other people are in jail and you've got harassment and, you know, indictments against, you know, a 3-star general like Michael Flynn. And he's going, what, you know? Why am I getting penalized for what I did, which, you know, clearly I got worked by James Comey and the FBI. I mean, this was a purposeful act by these ne'er-do-wells. And meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is getting away and, you know, off to the ball.
Yeah. And to get to your point about, okay, the news last week about Hillary's emails that the Inspector General of the intelligence community, his people had figured out, hey, it looked like China got into her emails. They went to the FBI. The FBI didn't seem interested in it. And this is a thing what I wrote about. And again, this gets to our point. You know, the FBI ignored the warning. That was after Hillary was gone from the State Department. Who whitewashed the emails, tried to make them declassified? That was the State Department after Hillary left. Who put the heat on the Inspector General of the IC says he got harassed as soon as he started mentioning that there was really highly classified emails that Hillary had let escape. He got harassed, again, that you're talking about the Clapper and Brennan types,
right,
after
exactly.
Hillary was gone. Who all those people work for? This is after Hillary's gone, so Hillary couldn't have that much control. It had to be above that. And what is the common denominator? Who do all these people work for? Right? They all work for Obama.
Right.
What
exactly.
was Obama's interest? Obama knew about the server and he lied about it. Mm-hmm. So he would have been dragged into it. So, you know, I said, like you said, there's all these tentacles about the Russia hoax and the Hillary thing. There's a web. And all the strands all tend to go right to the White House, the Obama White House. There's no other place.
But do they have the courage and tenacity to pursue the truth no matter where it leads? I mean, that's the big question. And we'll see with the Inspector General's report and also with, you know, John Durham, what he comes up with.
Well, the thing is, when somebody gets arrested, then we'll start knowing. When people start getting arrested, and they're going to, hey, well, you know, I was acting on orders. So, no, that's the idea. Who's going to be the one to, like, rat out the whole thing? That's always my thing. Which of the characters involved in this is going to say, well, this didn't come from me. This idea came from above. You know, that's what I'm curious. Who's going to do that?
But Al, we can't comprehend, the way these guys work. Dinesh D'Souza, he got an idea. He talks about it in terms of, you know, what happened with him, with his experience when he went to jail. He said, Bill, you know, con men stay to the con. They always hold to the con, and no matter what. And that's what these operatives, though they operate, you know, at the higher levels of our government, they're holding to the con. I mean, they're going to, you know, not give up anybody. I mean, you start seeing some cracks there with, you know, some of these FBI agents that have been kicked out and, you know, maybe their pension is in question and all this. And it's starting to, you start seeing some desperation here. But I don't know. I mean, you know, there could very well be more suicidings happening, you know, down the road here, you know.
Yeah, that's the key. Is somebody going to tell, or somebody going to rat, or are they going to hope Trump loses? And it all goes away in 2021.
Well, that's the deal. If Trump loses, you're exactly right. Just the same scenario is that if Trump would have lost the first one, if Hillary Clinton was the president today, you know, you and I would be talking about other things.
Or if we were allowed to, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, without a doubt. Al Parada from the stream, stream.org is where you want to go for more information. Thank you, Al.
Thanks.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay. Maybe not today.